as he helped him make a hot nose heat object so as to catch a tractor with a bucket to bring it over. When looking for the box, he lost his tractor about half an hour, and all the trails in the woods had been mixed up. It was not until he got help from a couple of his men that he was able to bring the box to the campsite and to put it on the truck to bring home. He arrived home about 4 p.m. and called Mr. McKinney, who then called the army to make an appointment for viewing. Then he called a few specimens. On Sunday, December 1st, about 2 p.m., the RCMP, Army, Press, and CDC came to interview the thing. Oh, as these clippings of what the thing created in the mind of the press, and as this was published, many curious readers came to give their ideas on the thing. Some thought, is there a man in it? Will it grow up? My little girl asked if it was full of animals. I saw a flame burning in the spring. It dropped something over that area. You think it's from Russia? Where would the man be that came from it? Are there any bones of a man found near it? Do you suppose it was supposed to blow us up? Was your husband scared when he saw it? And many more along the same lines that I'd like to see inside. And so would I. On Wednesday, my husband went in the woods, and about 2 p.m., a large army truck with 6 men came, and the order was, back it up, and we'll load it. Who gave you the authority to move this? The answer was, the predator. I said, who owns this? They wouldn't know. Then, I said, it can't be moved until it's owned, or until my husband gets permission. Then they called Federson, and later a call came from Moncton Army Headquarters, stating they had orders from the RCMP to remove it. And I said, the RCMP weren't interested before. Why now? And after a few more questions, we decided to wait for Dave's permission. So, after a nasty corporal blew his tongue, we left. Next day, Thursday, Dave was home in the afternoon when the RCMP and the army truck arrived to take the thing. They promised that he would see the thing open and to be notified of its owner before loading. But after loading, no such promise was made. It was then government property. After much discussion, they left, along with everything, including all the straps, ropes, wires, everything. Major Fulani said that was very nice. On Friday, Dave went to have the CDC picture of it that he found. Nothing happened until the news on Wednesday morning with identification.